listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to another evening of talk. That's what this is, a talk show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Before we get started right now, I want to introduce the players tonight. To my left, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. It's hard to believe October is almost over, but here we are, the October 22nd edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome.
And from College Park, Florida, the one, the only co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody. It's been a long time since I've been here, but I'm glad you guys are listening.
Hi, Sheila. Glad to have you with us.
And in the studios, the one, the only producer, the one, the only, well, he's all excited because the Chicago Bears won today. Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
You already know. Yes, I was sitting there watching and I got real excited. We up two games now. Two games.
Whoa! Who would they beat? The Jaguars? No. Who would they beat?
The
I can't even remember
Las
right
Vegas,
now. The Raiders.
Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. Oh.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very exciting. Finally.
Tonight's show, I have to say this very carefully, and I'd like everybody to listen very carefully. Tonight's show is dedicated to my son-in-law's father. He died last week. His name is Ernie Gross. Ernie Gross was a very special man. He was on our Blind Matters show years ago. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. And Ernie brought up three kids. from that, well, should I say from experience? Let me go back a minute. I left off a very important thing. He was 15 minutes to go into the ovens when the soldiers from the United States,
the army,
raided the camp, Auschwitz.
No, it wasn't. It was Dachau.
Dachau?
He was transferred from Auschwitz to Dachau.
And they saved them. And what happened was, years later, he was reunited with the fellow that saved his life.
They never knew each other.
They never knew each other.
About 40 years?
Later on, they got together through Philadelphia. They both were from Philadelphia.
The Jewish Community Network.
Yeah, it was amazing how they got together. And they were both on our show years ago.
Yeah.
And Ernie passed away.
Yeah, he was born July 13th, 1929. And Ernie died last week on October 11th. I think he was 94. So
he was a very special man.
He was.
He was also.
It was not funny.
I was just going to say that. He was a very funny guy. You know, this is a talk show. For those who are turning the dials, wondering, what is this all about? Well, we started this show, I guess, for a reason of I wanted the sighted world to know about the blind world. So we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. I wanted the vision pair and the blind folks to get to know each other around the world. And this show goes all around the world. I hope you can call in wherever you are. And if you have an opinion about something, love to hear from you. That's what this is, a talk show. Phone number is 407-894-1680. If you have something to say, love to hear it. Lynn?
We'll even take constructive criticism.
Yes. Well, you may not always agree with us.
Yeah, you don't have to agree
You don't have
us.
To agree. That's why it's a talk show. We have an opinion. You have an opinion.
Right.
You have an opinion. So call up and talk about it. If you don't like something that we say, we hope we, you know, there's an expression. Sticks and stones. What's the expression? Sticks and stones.
Oh, brother. Sheila, he brings it up and doesn't know it.
Sticks and stones will break our bones.
Names will never hurt me.
Words will never hurt me.
Exactly.
Right. So we have an opinion. You have an opinion? Call up. You got something to say.
And speaking of names, maybe Sheila has some shout-outs.
Yeah, Shannon, any shout-outs?
I do. I'm sure you guys did last week, but Dave Hillebrandt, happy belated birthday. Judy Wolgang, happy belated birthday. Janet Dickelman's birthday is today. And Patricia King is coming up this week. So happy early birthday to her. So
yeah,
Chris Shaw, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I just gave a shout-out. I think we did last week to Glenn Allgood, telling him happy birthday, my little brother.
Yeah, that's right.
My little brother, Sean, in Chicago, his birthday as well. And, you know, you, and definitely you.
So how was the games yesterday in Jacksonville?
It was a good game. It started off real good, but we didn't pull out the win. That's the only thing that kind of – yeah, we didn't pull out the win.
Stadium, Chris, was huge.
Yes, that's what a Jacksonville Jaguars. We was at the Jacksonville Jaguars stadium.
Oh, I'm so impressed. I love watching you there and talking up there, and it's so cool.
Yeah, I had a good time bothering everybody and talking football.
which stadium did you like better, that one or the one in Mississippi?
Well, any stadium I go to, I'm a fan of because we're in the stadium. It amazes me to see how many stadiums that we have across this world. From a collegiate level to a professional level.
Mm-hmm. So, what'd you do last week? What game?
No, 2 weeks ago, I was in Jackson State with Jackson, Mississippi, the home of the legendary Walter Payton.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Where he went to school at in his undergrad.
Yeah.
So you're doing the announcing, Chris? Are you doing any videography or are you just
I do a combination of both. I do a combination of both. So I was talking the game and I'm replaying the game and talking about what happened and letting everybody see the visualization through audio. But I also go back and record them. I also have it recorded so that we can go back and look at and, you know, just had a game up so the students that didn't get a chance to make it to the game, they can try to watch it on campus.
So are you doing like an audio description for blind persons that are listening so they know what's going on?
That's exactly how I try to describe the game as much
Yay.
As I can. And it's because of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yay.
That's unbelievable. So, Chris, tell everybody where you're going next Sunday.
Next week.
We will be, oh, by the way, we will be on live. Chris mentioned Glenn. Allgood.
Glenn Allgood is going to sit in for me. He just left not too long ago. I was showing him what to do, how we do, and the way everything gets set up for him. And, you know, just telling him this is how it's going to go. I'll be in Los Angeles, California next week.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wedding to go to and a wedding to do.
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought you were going to a sporting event.
No, I'm doing a wedding.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Right, it does.
But it's not his wedding.
No, I hope not. He's already married.
Right.
To our listeners, if you have any thoughts, anything you want to say, I hope it's positive, but if you want to say something negative too, call up. Phone number is 407-894-1680. This is a positive show. We hope you can be positive. We hope you like the show. And if we say something you don't like, well, I'm sorry. What can I tell you? That's what this is about. All about talk show. Well, Lynn?
What's that?
No,
I was just
say?
Checking the Zoom room, making sure our guests are lined up for after the commercial break, and they are both there. So well, on the other side, if you're interested in learning about some revolutionary electronic glasses that can help you if you have any central vision, you might be a candidate to use these glasses. So stay tuned, and on the other side of the break, we'll talk about them. Right, Sheila?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Yep.
And we'll talk about anything anybody else wants to talk about after our guests.
As long as it's legal.
Yeah, as long as it's legal. Yeah, let's go to break. Okay. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com. We'll be right back.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, we'd love to hear from you, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, it's eSight time. Well, just a little story to preface before I introduce our two guests tonight. Roland, as you know, is the marketing director at eSight, and he's been on many, many times over the years. But he couldn't come tonight, and I'll tell you why he couldn't come. Because his son Carson is competing. He's on the competitive cycling team for Team Canada in the Pan Am Games in Santiago, Chile.
And oh, wow.
So Roland and I, we were corresponding today, and I wished him luck. And his son starts on Thursday, and he's gotten medals, and he's quite talented, and he does the cycling, you know, and really fast cycling. So we wish him well and hope he does well in Chile. So it's my pleasure now to welcome back one of our new guests and welcome for the first time the other guest. So I'll welcome back Jeanette Von Dyck. And Jeanette, if you recall, is the telehealth account manager for eSight Eyewear. And tonight we will meet Leah Haymaker. And Leah is a user of eSight Eyewear. So welcome, ladies. Thank you, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you so very much.
I recognize that voice.
Recognize that.
Hi, Jeanette and Leah. Say hi.
Hello, Lynn. Hello, Michael. Hello, Sheila.
Hello.
Yep.
I love your accent.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, the first time, you have to excuse me, I'm kind of winded, so I'm like kind of not projecting here very well. But the first time Jeanette was on, we thought she was... Because we had another guest that night from England, and we thought Jeanette was calling in from England, but she was calling in from, I think, was it Boca?
Good old Boca Raton.
Yeah, Florida.
I'm a neighbor.
She fooled us. I'm going, oh, here's Jeanette from across the pond. So, and welcome, Leah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Chris, just so you know, I don't know if you saw it, but Leah just said, that the Jaguar Stadiums is huge. She agrees. I don't know what Chris is doing. You never know. So, but anyway.
I was in Jacksonville a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to go to the stadium just to take a tour. And, of course, we couldn't. But
yeah. I wonder how many it seats. Chris would know, or Leah might know.
I was born and raised there, but it's been about 16 years since we moved out. And since then they have expanded, to make more room for seats and everything. So
yeah,
a lot more than what I left it with.
Somebody could look it up while we're on the air, or maybe Chris, could you look it up? I'm curious to know how many seats it is.
67,838.
Wow. Holy cow. Do me a favor. Look up my alma mater, Chris, University of Maryland. I'm curious to know how many are stadium holes. I don't think it's that many.
Yeah, but we actually had our high school prom there.
Oh, wow. Wow.
In the stadium?
In one of the owner, the booths or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. What do they call those?
The boxes.
It's got a special name.
I know it does. Yeah. I can't think of what it is.
Yeah, I know. One of the little.
Courtesy booths? Yeah. No, that's not something like that. But anyway, so Jeanette and Lee, tell us what's the latest from Eastside.
Okay,
and
I'm
Lee,
ready whenever you are.
Oh, yeah. What's the answer?
51,802.
How many?
51,802.
No kidding. That's my alma mater, the Terps.
My goodness, I've learned something today.
Okay. So who's going to talk first? Jeanette, you're going to tell us about Eastside, or Leah, how are we going to do this?
Well, I can start off by telling you about a little bit about Eastside.
Okay.
And Leah can share her experience.
Okay, that sounds good.
Wonderful. Well, Eastside is an electronic eyewear. It's an electronic device that you wear on your head. You wear it like a hat, and there's two screens that go over the top and in front of your eyes. They sort of float in front of your eyes, and they can enlarge and bring the images closer that come into them. And it's very, very good for people with different eye conditions, but particularly those with macular degeneration or Stargardt's disease, or those who are suffering central vision loss. But I myself have Peter's anomaly, and I find that the Eastside device helps me too. I'm going to say that the ideal person to benefit from Eastside, I'm going to say, is somebody with a visual acuity of maybe between 2180, maybe 2200, and 26 or 2700. And it's brightens things up, makes things sharp. And we are recently finding out how few doctors still know about Eastside, but more and more doctors are starting to recommend it to their patients. Those who are learning out about it, they are starting to recommend it because it's particularly good for very low vision users for whom other things do not work enough sufficiently.
Yeah, it's amazing how often the doctors are not aware of the newest products and research. They're just like in their own little, you know, world.
Absolutely.
A nice way to say it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and you are in charge of the telehealth account manager. So you make the arrangements with people?
I do. I mean, I do lots of different things. I deal with the international side of the business as well. And I also help people who have had Eastsights in the past and want the latest version of Eastsight. I help them to decide, you know, whether or not this is going to be right for them, which it usually is, and take people through a screening process sometimes to see if Eastside's going to be an excellent fit for them. You know, it's not going to be right for everybody, but it's good for the majority of people who come to Eastside.
Jeanette, sometimes you have representatives that go to the people's homes, yes or no?
We don't really go to people's homes anymore.
Oh, right, because
we send devices to their homes if they want to try Eastside. Mm-hmm. And then we have one of our specialist coaches who can guide them through the fitting of the Eastside and how to wear it and how to use it. And really, those programs are tailored according to what the person would like to do with their Eastside. So some people simply want to read again with it. They want to read small print. Other people maybe want to see their grandchildren. Other people may want to go out and watch sports, or all of the above. Some people may want to do their job with an Eastside device. They find that the Eastside helps them to do their work. They can see their computer again. They can do things that they couldn't do before. So really, it depends on what the individual wants to do.
So if there's somebody out there listening and they're interested, so the first thing they would do would be call Eastside, and would they ask for you? And then you would give them a series of questions, and if it sounds like it's a good fit, then you ship it out to them?
You know something? That's an excellent question, Lynn. What they would do is they would call Eastside, and there's a series of options. So if they're looking for training because they already have an Eastside, they would press an option for that. If they're looking for more information and to be screened, they would press that option. If they want to talk to me, because I speak fluent French as well. They can press 313 and they're going to get through to me.
Wow. That's great. So Leah, you are a user of the eSight classes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm also a coach for eSight.
Okay. And what is your eye condition and how long have you been wearing the glasses using them?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with Stargardt's, which is juvenile macular degeneration, when I was 6 years old, back in the mid early 80s. And then I was declared legally blind in 2001. And I discovered eSights and got mine in 2021. And Jeanette was actually my coach for that process.
Oh.
So, and I am a fiber artist. So I taught myself how to knit before I knew eSight was a thing. But after I got the eSights and learned how to use them and everything, I now do cross stitch, which I was never really able to do or wanting to do with my eyesight. It wouldn't have been possible. So now I cross stitch.
So you cross stitch, you knit and crochet also?
I do not crochet. The only reason I chose knitting over crochet is that I felt that crochet would have needed more depth perception to use, mm-hmm. to be able to do. And with Stargardt's, you have very limited depth perception. So mm-hmm. that wasn't really, I thought knitting would be a little bit easier to handle.
That's amazing. So now you put the glasses on and you're knitting away or you're cross stitching away.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow. That's wonderful. Do you sell your items or these are strictly, I'm being nosy.
No, it's fine. I've sold a couple. I do not go in making items to sell, but I have, I live in Virginia and I've entered a couple of my shawls into the West Virginia State Fair. Oh. And have won several first place and best of show awards for their fiber arts division. And I've sold a couple of them as well off of that, you know, and then I do like to make things to gift as well. Yeah.
Leah, when you have a chance sometime, send me a picture. I'd love to see it in an email. I'd love to see your work.
Oh, yeah. So I have an Etsy store.
Oh, there you go. Then I can see right away.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can say it now.
Why not? Who cares?
Okay. It's Blind Elf Knits.
Blind Elf
Knits. Yeah, B-L-I-N-D. And it might be an underscore between each of the words. I don't rightly remember.
Okay, I'll find
it. E-L-F as in Frank.
And Knits.
And Knits, yep.
Very nice. I'm going to do that after the show when my yeah. position to the Eagles. I'll look up your work. Very nice.
They really are lovely. They really are lovely.
I can't wait to see them. I can't wait. So tell us some more. So what other things, how else has it changed your life wearing the glasses, Leah?
It has allowed me to start reading actual books. I am a very avid reader. I have not, when I first got my eSights, I told my daughter, who is my driver, that if these worked for me, because like Jeanette said, they might not work for everybody. So I was sort of cautious of not getting too excited if they would work or not. And I told my daughter, I said, if these work for me, we're going to the store and I'm buying a book. Because I hadn't owned a book in like 20 years. And even large print books had gotten not large enough, you know, and I sort of need about a 20 sized font just to be able to see it comfortably without the eSights. So
not to interrupt. If audience, you folks out there, if you would like to call in, ask any questions, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you have any questions relevant to what we're talking about right now, call in right now.
It's amazing, Leah. It made you become so independent again. I know when Gary Foster's on,
mm-hmm.
he can do his woodworking, he can see his grandchildren. It's like, it's a whole new world.
Yes.
A whole new world. Yeah, I mean, I was principally reading everything in Braille. I mean, even though I could read print, it was only very, very large print. So it really wasn't very practical for me. And, you know, when I was at university, I did my studies principally in Braille and on audio. And, you know, after I've discovered eSight, I can pick up a book, open it, read it, go to a library, look at the back of a book and see what it's about. It's such a liberating feeling to be able to do that. It's wonderful.
So happy for you that it, both of you. Sheila, did you have any comments or anything?
No, except I'm jealous.
I know. I know.
I have RP and there's no hope for me. So, but, you know, I...
Well, not yet. Don't say someday you might be.
No, and hell, I'm old enough to...
Well, they're working on it.
It doesn't matter anymore, but because I am perfectly comfortable with who I am and where I am. But, you know, I know that it's got to be just so delightful to be able to pick up a book and to be able to not fatigue by trying to read a book. Mm-hmm. Because I know, you know, when I was able to read, I used to have to hold a book to my nose.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
You can only focus on a few letters and a word at a time. And it's just so exhausting trying to read print. So I'm sure that it's very delightful to be able to pick up a book and actually enjoy it. So
yeah. And then you get a headache after a few minutes too. Yep, so that was always my issue was straining too hard.
I am an avid reader as well, but unfortunately I don't have the option of a print. So
yeah,
but it's got to be delightful, and to be able to see, you know, like your children, and I have grandchildren that I haven't even seen their faces. I can just imagine what they look like, but you know, it's got to be just so exciting.
Yeah, a few months after I got my eSight, my son graduated from high school.
Aww.
And it was on a football field at the high school, and then they had it separated with a track, and then the bleachers that we were all sitting on. And it was really cool because I didn't feel like I had to sit in the front row or get as close as humanly possible. And the one thing I love about the eSight is the hands-freeness of it, is that you have the remote. And usually what I do when I'm out and about is that I will loop my remote strap to my belt loop. So that way it's just hanging there. Because I know if I put it in my pocket, something's going to start button mashing. Things are going to go all sorts of crazy. So I put it on my belt loop. That way it's just hanging there and I have easy access to it. And I have my hands free. And that was one of the things when I was sort of not really thinking about cross stitching. My best friend designs cross stitch patterns and everything. And she goes, "Hey, can you thread a needle with these?" And I'm like, I have never been able to thread a needle. So let's see how this works, you know? So it was actually, we were actually able to get me to thread a needle with the eSights and everything. And it was very,
that's right. I remember.
It was really
exciting. The remote will help adjust the glasses. Is that what it does?
The remote you use to zoom in, and the contrast and different things to that effect. That's where like all the features, you can access the features are with the remote. So that's the eSight 4 does have a trackpad on along the side of the arm where you can use to basically zoom in and out, and then adjust for contrast if you need it. But that's really the extent of that. You have the remote itself. And then if you download the eSight app, you can connect that to your device. And that has a virtual remote that is pretty identical to the main remote. So if you need that, you can use it. I was at an event one time and the batteries in my remote died. And so I had to use my cell phone the rest of the event because I didn't have any other way to control what I needed to. So you always got to make sure you have fresh batteries. Okay.
So why don't we tell everybody how to reach eSight?
Absolutely.
Also on our website, on our sponsor page, they can click on it there, but you tell us too.
There's 855-837-4448. That's 855-837-4448.
And press 313 to get you.
In French.
Oui. Parlez-vous français, s'il vous plaît. But the other thing that you can do is if you ask your doctor to refer you to eSight, and if they want to look at eSight, we can arrange for one to go to their office as well. We can send them information. But if listeners have a doctor, like an eye doctor, an optometrist or an ophthalmologist, and they ask that doctor for a referral to eSight, that referral would give them a completely free 14-day trial in their home with a specialist coach. And it will also give them a discount off of the purchase price if they decide to move forward with an eSight after they try it. So it's definitely worth looking at referring, you know, a referral from a doctor. Definitely, that's
definitely
a good
is.
Down as well.
Well, thank you, Jeanette. And thank you, Leah. Leah, it was nice to meet you. I hope you come back on again. You were very informative.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much.
That was
for
great.
Having me.
And I'll be on Etsy later. I'll see you later.
Oh, awesome.
And thank you for having us back. It's been
well,
such
thank
a
pleasure. Thank you for coming back.
Our pleasure. And thank you for coming on board.
And thank you.
We thank
nice
you.
Nice to meet
Roland
you.
For,
nice
Roland
to meet
for
you,
arranging it. Take care, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Have a good evening.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye. Good night.
We're
going
to go to break, and we'll be back with our first tribute. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our first tribute. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's a talk show for those who are just wondering what is it all about. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And right now, it's trivia time.
Sheila's
up for her first trivia. And she's going to do two trivias. Sheila, you're up.
Do you want me to do two at one time?
No.
Do one at a time.
Get a winner and then do another.
Yeah.
All right. And
it's for Halloween.
Pre-Halloween.
Pre-Halloween.
Trivia. All right. So... if you know the answer to this Halloween trivia question, call 407-894-1680. New callers, of course, as Michael says, we would love to have new callers first. But my first question is, what candy was named after a horse?
So I don't know.
What candy was named after a horse? I have stumped Lynn on this one.
That's right. That is
so
right.
407-894-1680. So hopefully somebody out there knows what candy was named for a horse.
Wow.
And you are going to laugh when you hear the answer, Lynn.
I'm sure I will.
But and listening to that Alabama Industries for the Blind advertisement made me think of my trip to Lighthouse Works the other day, because we did the Blind Experience event for Mobility Week and Blind Americans Equality Day. And I have never seen a more amazing operation. It is just phenomenal what they do over there. We got to go through the call center. We got to go through the whole, the snack area, the break area, the...
Did you go in the assembly area, like where they do the Disney kits?
Yes.
Yeah, we never got to see that.
Wow. It is just phenomenal. What an amazing process.
They do millions. They assemble, assembled millions of those kits since they started.
Yeah. It's just amazing. And
you need the kit. You need the kit when you go to Disney World.
It's a bracelet and all
it's
that.
A bracelet.
Yeah, in a box.
Our kids went to Disney and they had the kit.
It's a welcome kit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bracelet.
But the operation at Lighthouse Works, Sheila, is run like a fine tooth comb. Yes.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. You know, we got to go through the training rooms and all of their machines, the snack machines and everything, are automated. So they talk and they've got Braille on them. And I was just John Wayne.
They're talking, they're accessible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
I never
cool.
heard that before.
Yeah, it was just John Wayne did the tour, and he did an amazing job.
Who did?
John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, we have a caller, but not a new caller. Can we give it another minute or less?
Give it
another minute.
Really, see if we get somebody else, Chris. We're trying to get a new caller if we can. So it doesn't matter where you live, 407-894-1680. The question is, what candy was named after a horse?
Sheila, that might be one of your most unusual questions in all the years I've known you. Since 2010 or 12. What was it, Sheila? 10?
I think it was 12.
12, yes. So we know you, what, 11?
11 years.
And this
11,
is the question she comes up with.
11 and a half years.
Yeah. So. And here she comes to the smoky green parrot bar.
Hey, that
was
a
entourage.
They had the best wings.
Oh my gosh, they did. That's funny.
All right, Chris, do we have anybody else? Mr. Chris?
He's probably on the phone.
Probably.
It's hard to believe Halloween. I got all the candy delivered from Amazon because I'm not up to going shopping. And and I always put our friend Nancy to work, like in the goodie bags. And every year I say, I'm not doing goodie bags. We'll just give out singular candies.
I don't get kids anymore.
We get over 100 every year.
Wow.
And we actually make bags and it's one of these and one of these and one of these. And I get little light up rings, like little aww, Halloween rings.
All righty.
And this.
All right. What we got, Chris?
I got three callers. Oh,
yeah. Okay. All right.
We got Howie from Delray Beach. I have a new caller named Christy from Florida. She just said, I'm from Florida.
All right.
And then we have John from Clinton, Indiana.
Let's take Christy.
All right.
Christy.
So
take the new caller first.
We're going to talk to Christy from Florida. I don't know what part of Florida she's from. She's just from Florida.
We'll find out.
I'm in Wellington near Palm Beach.
She's in Wellington.
Christy. How are you?
Is it Chrissy or Christy?
Christy.
Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy. Welcome.
We used to live in Wellington. We know Wellington.
Yeah, we used to live there.
So do you know the answer, Christy? Here.
I'm pretty sure it's not Slowpoke, so I'm going to guess Payday.
No, but thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling.
Hey, that first idea was a good one, though, Slowpoke. You know, maybe. Sounds like a candy.
What kind?
Slowpoke.
What'd she say?
Slowpoke.
Neither one was right.
She's probably never heard of it.
She didn't get the right answer, but Christy, thank you so much.
And keep on listening.
Stay tuned. We're going to
have
another
listening.
Question.
We're here every Sunday
thank
night,
you.
Christy.
Thank
all right,
you.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Christy. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right, so now take Howie.
All righty.
Oh, yeah,
from Delray Beach.
Let's go to Delray Beach. I know how we know this answer then.
Yeah, you never know.
Let's go. Let's try. Howie, how you doing, Howie?
I'm doing it. It's Snickers.
It is.
Oh, my God. He knew it.
Snickers.
I told you he knew it.
Wow.
Good job, Howie.
Well, who was the
owner of Milky Way? The owner of Milky Way had a horse named Snickers that he named the candy bar.
That's funny. I never liked Snickers, though, so sorry. I don't like the question.
Are you serious? You don't like Snickers?
No. I like Milky. I like
Milky Way.
No, what's the one in the foil packet?
Three Musketeers.
I like them or Milky Way, but I'm not with the nuts
so
stuff.
You're not a Snickers satisfies the hunger.
That's a lot of nuts in it, right?
Right.
So he just won himself. Howie, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Howie.
$10 gift card coming your way, Subway.
All right, it's a double header.
Okay, right, so now let's go to the second trivia question.
All right, let
well,
me
do
see.
You want to say hi to John's troop first?
Oh, yeah, we sure. I'm sorry. We're so rude.
Let's say hello to John.
Let's say hello to our good friend over in Clinton, Indiana, John.
Because I even mentioned on the show last week, where's John? We haven't heard from him. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
I think he hung up already. Okay.
Okay. So
all right.
Who are we talking to? Oh, the doubleheader.
All right. So let's see. Which question do I want to ask?
I like the one about the pumpkins.
All right. So the next question, if you know the answer, call 407-894-1680. Which U.S. state produces the most pumpkins?
And I was wrong.
Which U.S. state produces the most pumpkins?
It's 50 states. Which one of the 50 states?
These are really cute questions.
Which one of the 50 states produces the most pumpkins?
Yep. 407-894-1680.
So, Sheila, when you were walking around Lighthouse Works, what was your favorite part? The snack room?
No, actually, I mean, I was just amazed with the whole process because it's such a fine, just, you know, the wheel is greased so well. I mean, it's so organized and it's so amazing. I did customer service training when I was at the Richmond Rehab Center for the Blind. And I wanted to get into customer service rep on the computer and talking to people. And, you know, I really wanted to do that.
You could still do it. You could do it.
Nah. I don't have the energy anymore to be on the computer all day long. But, so, you know, the customer service center, the belt area was interesting, but I don't think that.
What's the that belt? Did you say belt?
Yeah. The, what is you that? Know, the
producing. Oh, like the conveyor belt?
Yeah. The conveyor area.
They actually have a conveyor belt?
It wow. sounded like it. I don't know if they did.
Well, they probably do.
Sounded like it, but you know, it's just, that's not my cup of tea. I just, you know, if I was going to do something, it would be on the computer talking to people, but so it was just an amazing setup.
I just realized, excuse me for interrupting, it wasn't John Wayne because John Wayno was on our show. Did you say John Wayne?
They introduced him as John Wayne, I thought, but it could
have been
John
show.
Wayno. Well, then it was him.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Very nice man. Mm-hmm. Very nice man. And the event was a wonderful event. They did a really good job.
Well, someday when we're feeling better, we have to take a tour, Michael. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it was really nice. All right. Any calls, Chris?
Yes, ma'am. Like I got three callers. Oh, I got three calls.
All right.
All right. Our very first caller that I'm going to patch through first is Melanie from Orlando, Florida. First time caller.
Oh, then
I have Cindy from East Central Illinois. And then I have our friend Chris from Wildwood, Florida.
All right, let's take Melanie.
So, Melody, how you doing, Melanie?
Hi, I'm doing good.
So, do you know the answer?
You said what?
Do you know the, you're a first-time caller?
Yes.
And where do you live? Orlando?
Yes, I'm from Orlando.
Well, thank you for listening. Do you know the answer to the which U.S. state produces the most pumpkins?
Yes, Illinois.
You are right.
Wow. that's wonderful. I thought it was Tennessee.
Well, congratulations. You want a $10
just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right, Melanie, hold on one moment. Don't
I just
up.
Wanted to ask Melanie, Chris, before she talks to you, how did she learn about the show?
You said what?
How did you hear about the show?
Yeah.
So, can you say a question one more time? I didn't hear you.
How did you hear about the show?
She's got her radio on.
Yeah, it sounds like the radio's on.
Yes, I feel good.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You'll find out,
Melanie.
Chris.
I got you. All right.
Thank you.
Melanie, hold on.
Call it from Illinois.
Hold on one moment, Melanie, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's go to the person I figured was going to get the answer. Let's talk to Cindy from East Central Illinois. Cindy.
All right, Michael. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Uh-oh. Hey, girl, how are you?
She just hung up.
Is that Cindy Hollis?
Yeah.
No.
All right, then let's talk to our friend Chris from Wildwood, Florida. Chris, how you doing?
We haven't heard from him in ages. Hi, Chris.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, good.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thank you.
Very good.
Did you know the answer to that question, Chris?
Okay, if I think it's right, because I just seen on TV the other day they grow the biggest pumpkin in Illinois. If he named Michael Jordan, is it Illinois?
Yep, you were correct, but somebody beat you to it. But I didn't see that on the TV, so.
Yeah, the guy was on television here just the other day, and I think he grew the world largest pumpkin, and he named it the greatest basketball player. He said Michael Jordan.
That's interesting.
What do you say about Michael Jordan?
He named the pumpkin after Michael Jordan. He was the biggest pumpkin ever.
That's awesome. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you.
I did not know that.
It was nice to hear from Chris.
It's very nice to hear from the people calling in.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we remember people. And I said, where's John? Where's Chris? We miss people when they don't call in.
And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, call in 407-894-680. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, this is a talk show. That means we talk and you can also talk. Call in. We'll be having more trivia later in the show.
So Melanie won Subway, right?
Yep.
I just want to make my notes. Yeah. I keep my notes and then I compare them to Chris's caller list later.
I would love to know how she found out about the show. That's
cool. I wanted. She sounded very young.
Yep, she did.
Very cool.
Are we going to break, Michael?
Chris,
it's almost.
Let's go to break.
Top of the hour. That's right.
We're going to go to break and we'll come back. We got more trivia coming up. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. Say, don't go away. We'll be right back.
For All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and backgrounds who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers free of charge a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep. JBI now also offers a growing collection of children's books that combine Braille or audio with the printed book to encourage families to read together. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings, including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.